Blog Talk Radio.
Can I introduce somebody to y'all? Reverend F.C. Barnes. Bet you can't do that again. Y'all didn't hear me. I said Reverend F.C. Barnes. Rip, wait a minute. We ain't gonna be in no hurry. Why? Cause we old fashioned. We gonna take y'all back old school. Can we do it? Now the Bible says that God is a man that he cannot lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. That means that he cannot and absolutely. Somebody say absolutely. Will not change. Can I tell y'all tonight? God is God and he won't change.
All right.
I tell you that God is God and he won't. Say about it tonight.
God is God and he don't change. Do you believe that?
Oh,
I know he is.
God.
I'm so glad about
change.
Oh, he can do
what he did
that's ever been in trouble
right.
Tonight, you would be able to say,
God is a lawyer and he won't.
Real, you don't know nothing about
it.
You know something about that
I
too.
Know.
I know that God is a lawyer.
I know
he
won't.
Been a little sick, but
yeah.
Tell me what God is to you.
God, he's a doctor, and he don't
change.
I got the witness out.
Is my provider
and he won't.
I ain't got no witnesses out there.
Yeah, you got witnesses right there.
The reason that I know that he won't change
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank God for this day. Thank God for how he woke us up so we could see another day. I just want to thank God for that beautiful song. Thank God for how he ministered to us each and every day. It was good when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Somebody said, this is not the physical house, but we are the temple of the Lord. So we want to be thankful that God is in the midst. We thank God for the ones that came out, wanted to come and go a little farther in his word. I just wanted to start the day off with the word of God. We just thank God for your prayers. We thank you for your love. When we look at these things in life, we just want to look at it through the eyes of the Lord, because he's been our helper. You know, some of us know we didn't wake up out of that bed because we just feel like we wanted to get up. Some of us know that the things he gives us to work, the activity that I live, we know it was him. That's why we give thanks to him. We thank him for all the things he had done and what he's about to do in our life, because he's been so merciful to us. Some of us know we deserved justice, but he'd be giving us that mercy, and I thank him for that. Thank him for the Holy Ghost. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his peace. For greater he is in us is in this world. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? So today I just want to come to you, ask for your prayer. Thank you for your love, and thank you for the ones who are really faithful to come out and try to hear this word each and every day that we come on. We ask you just to bear with us as we get in the word. We was posed on a question on yesterday about these sins that God hates. Proverbs, it shows us some sins that God, he hated. But when we look at these sins, we can look at these sins as different from how they, anybody else would look at it. You know, and we look at how God look at all sins the same, but he kind of point out some few sins here. And then as we look at these sins, if God permit, we I don't know how many we're going to do, but if it's for him for this teaching right now and trying to do a little, see what was on his mind when he put it in his heart that the man pinned these in there, because it was abomination to him. You know, when you look at that is an ultimate hate. When you read the word of God and you see in Jesus and God said abomination, you want to stop and pause. You want to stop and look at that, because that's beyond what you ever want to look at is hate. And, you know, people don't like to hear that word, but God hates sin. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come with the most humble matter we know how, Lord, to give you praise, Lord, and honor. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Thank you, Father God, for how you woke us up this morning, Father God, and give us another chance to see this side of this life, Lord. Lord, we just come right now, ask you to forgive us any sins we have done, known and unknown sins. Lord, we come before you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to clear our minds, our heart, Lord, that we have a receptive spirit, whether it's the teaching, preaching, whether they're receiving of the word. Lord, make it plain, Lord, that the one can hear it and understand and apply it to their life. Lord, whether do the teach, preach word, or the one receiving it, let the word go forth, Lord. Move any doubts, Lord. Put clarity there, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to have your way, Lord. Bless this ministry, Lord, that always lift you up, Lord. That always not just be in words, but in action, Lord. Examples, Lord. You know, even the ones that come out and say, I want to change, or I cannot change, Lord. Let it be through your word. Teach them, Lord, to repent. Teach them to follow your word. Speak to them as they walk their daily walk, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Not just someone seeing somebody else, but their own self, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and look at the mirror, Lord, and look at themselves, Lord. Judge only towards you, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We're going to be coming from our Proverbs chapter 6, and I got this question asked to me yesterday, and he finally brought it out to me. But I wanna let you know what when the king was writing this letter, Proverbs 6, beginning to 16. I want you to look at this with me and follow along with me. We're not gonna read it like we normally read it. We're gonna stop at each one of these sins that Jesus said. I mean, God said it was abomination to him. And then often we look at it, and I tell you, when we look at that word, and when we get off and we're going to find out what God didn't like, what God, he couldn't stand. And he wants us to know, if God can't stand it and he hates him to see us doing it, we should be doing it. If we say we're a follower of God, amen? If you need strength in your weakness, Don't go to the thing that's going to make you fall into the temptation of it. You should resist it. You should constantly ask God, why am I over here, Lord? Lord, can you remove my mind, my soul, my body? Lord, give me the not to want to taste this no more and want to have this in my life. You know, you got to pray to the Lord, ask God to help you, walk you through this thing. Solomon wrote the book. Solomon used this right here. He broke it down in five bodies, right? And he and each one of them represent different parts of the body: the eyes, the tongue, the hands, and the heart and the feet. He broke it down in the eyes, the tongues, the hands, and the heart and the feet. And as he did, you can look at it. How anybody, if he really just carefully listen to the word of God, he can see how these things are sin to him. You know, we often use that one when we hear when he say it's abomination when man don't lay down, when man like he lay down with a woman. We often drive our way there. But there's some things God also said it was abomination to him. And when we start reading, you're going to see it's going to fall in place. You're going to say, well, these things that he hates. How many times you've read the Bible and you've seen the word hate? You know, that's a hard. When you hear somebody say they hate something, that's like the ultimate thing. It's the opposite from love. You know, you hate something, and that's how when he looked at this, he said he hated. You know, but he used another word. He said abomination. Then he came, then said hate. Look what he said: these six things do the Lord hate. You hear that? Hate. So when you reading this and it starts like this, you looking at this and say, well, these must be the ones I need to really work on with. These are things I need to really look at. If God hates these, because that Lord is in cap. If it's in the Lord's cap, that means it is God. It is God. Amen? He said, yea, even seven are abomination. Okay, my brother? He said six things. Do the Lord hate? He says, yea, that means yes. Even, he says, seven are abomination unto him. Seven are abomination to him. He's going to break it down. When you look at this, you can see every one of them have a comma by it. That means it's a different one, right? So we're going to do one at a time. We'll go through one at a time if it's God permit. But when we look at this, so he says six things, but it's seven things that he hate. That hate and abomination is the same word if you look it up. If you look it up, it's the same thing. We thank God for the how Solomon wrote this, because it's like looking at a body. It's like looking at your eyes and the tongue. You're going to see what we're talking about, the hands, the heart. In the feet, we're gonna see how if you break these scriptures down further, and how you see God would look at these seven deadly sins. He look at them, they deadly, and you don't even know when you're using them. And we're gonna find out how he looked. We know what he thinks about this. The first one, a proud look. When we look at that proud look, that's like a prideful eye. Someone is looking out, literally, You know how you remember the devil how he was in heaven, and God put him out of that, put him out of heaven, and he went a devil in heaven. But what made him do that when he started looking and seeing how he was the best of all angels. He made them, and none sum up to him. He was the best looking angel up there, and he wanted to be like what God. But Isaiah, I love how Isaiah put it that way, so we can get a little clarity here. Isaiah 14 and 12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning star? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst the weakness of the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will descend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." Help me, Holy Spirit. "I will sit also upon the mountains of the congregation, and in the sides," look at this, "of the north. I will descend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High." Help me, Holy Spirit. He had took his eyes. God had blessed him and made him no other man, no other angel look like him. He gave him this here. And look what he did. He got above himself. He starts seeing some with his eyes. You know, when you think you the best since sliced bread, nobody can't tell you nothing. You look at yourself and you think you best. No one can do it without you. You know, pride look. You know, you're always looking down on people. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't just that you look down on people, but when you look in here, Lucifer is looking down on God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said it in his word. He said, "I will ascend above the height of the cloud, and I will be like the Most High." Hey, man, this brother, he didn't got himself all messed up then. That's why when you've been humble, that's why when God gets in, he raises you up. You know what I'm talking about? He don't raise you up to be proudful. He raises you up to bless others. Help me, Holy Spirit. He raised us up so we can bless others. He didn't raise you up to say, "If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have had this. If it wasn't for me, you can't do this. Look at me. I'm the one doing this here." That's why we sit over here. Can't speak. I believe anybody that's teaching and preaching God's word, God has to be the main focus. We got to let the people know, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? I want to tell you this morning, if you're around some minister and he's lifting and watching herself up, you best believe me, you need to leave that ministry right then, because God has left. God has left that whole ministry because God is the only one to be lifted up. I don't care how good they sing. I don't care how good you think they're preaching to you. If they start lifting themselves higher than God, they have messed up. The whole thing is supposed to turn back to God, because now you're looking at a powerful person. If it had not been for me, some people are so bad, if I don't come, you can't sing that song. If I don't come, you can't teach that lesson. Don't you know God got many like you to step up, waiting to step up? Have you ever been to church and God and one of your favorite singers didn't come, or one of your favorite preachers didn't come, and God allowed this person to do it? And you heard him preach, you heard him sing, you hear him teach, and you said, "Man, he should have been doing this." You know, and God always have what we call a ram in the bush. He always has somebody seeking and waiting to do his will. That's why we do over here. It's always open. We never say that we never end a service. We never end nothing over here without making an invitation that you can come in, and whether to wave in your hand, whether you want prayer. Maybe it was something about a scripture you didn't understand, that we can give it to you. It best is our ability, you know. Like we said, I'm just going to speak for myself on this one. I know I'm not a scholar, but I try to do the best with God give me. I try to be prudent in my studying. be prudent in my teaching and my preaching, because I do know we can alter people's life. So if I'm doing this here, pride can't get in there, because it always keep me looking at Jesus. It always keep me looking at my strength and who helps me do what I do, because I know I cannot do without him. But when you hear Lucifer, it was like, ah. It was like, ah. And that's like a prideful ah. You ever been around somebody that always put people down, always telling people they ain't going to be nothing, always showing they said, look how they do it now. They'll put you down and lift themselves up. Amen. And when they lift themselves up, they start wanting to be glorified. They want to be lifted up. That prideful eye. Prideful eye. And I want you to tell you, and he said that is a, he hate that. And it's an abomination. So if you got that eye, and you looking at it, and you, watch this, I love this part. This will help you a lot with it, because I've been around people that love God. I've been around people, they can cut God on, cut them off. I've been around people who are slowful in doing things for the Lord. I've been around people that love God so much, but things can come up and they'll put it before them. Now, I'm not talking about things they have to do. We know death's going to come. We know, watch when I say this here. We know things going to come up we just can't do nothing about. But some people do it just because they say, well, I'm tired. Some people say, I just don't want to do it no more. Then that's a different thing, because now they're struggling in their fleshy part. And let me tell you something. Don't get out because you're seeing somebody else doing something like they're having fun. What kind of fun you think that really is? Have you considered God in that situation? If that fun you think you're having right now, you won't have it later on. Because if it's not of God, watch this now. If that prideful eye again. If it's not of God, now you consider yourself more than God. So God, somebody said, it's so boring being over here. I don't want to be over here. Let me tell you something. It's the best thing ever happened when I came on this side here. I thought I was doing all right over there. I thought that's what I was doing. I was doing was having a lot of fun. Boy, when I changed my life, the love I got for the Lord, the love he had for me, make me change the whole outlook of life. That's why I understand by not being prideful. I always consider people. And every great leader, a good leader, he will not look at it through eyes. But what makes a man fall in pride when everybody start lifting him up and he don't know how to thank, he don't know how the thank yous. He don't know how with someone telling him, I really appreciate you. And it'll change the pride. Oh, I must be good. Oh, they can't do it without me. Let me tell you something. I know it sounds so simple right here, but let me tell you this here. Don't you know it's a lot of people fall short like that because they want to be lifted? Well, watch this here. In Genesis, now you know this when it happened in Genesis. Genesis said, in Genesis 3 and 5, it said, for God do knows that the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. And you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Right, let me do it again. Genesis 3 and 5. For God do know that in that day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, but as a small one, right? Knowing good and evil. Before God gave Adam that command, he told him, he said, you can have every tree in this whole garden. You can have it all, but don't eat off that tree there. Don't even mess with that tree. And then when what's happening? We find out that when Eve took that fruit and ate that fruit and gave it to Adam, that their eyes was open. That's what he's talking about. They know what's good and evil. But I'm going to tell you something. We've been messed up ever since. We've been messed up ever since. But I'm going to tell you who brought us back. Who brought us back to God? It was Jesus. When he came down, and we read the scripture on yesterday and Friday, we've been dealing with it. He went through there. It wasn't no bull. It wasn't no goat. There was no heifer sprinkling the blood. It was him. He did it once. He sacrificed his life to brought us back. Yes, sin's still here. We know what's good and evil now. We know it, but we're not God, though. Help me, Holy Spirit. We think we do some things that with our eyes can trap us. You know, there's some things we know we shouldn't be doing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's some things we see, we know we should be getting into. You know, you got some good people, man, fall short. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got some real good people fall short. But the difference of one falling short and staying in it. Help me, Holy Spirit. The ones who fall short, that means they fell short, but they got up. Help me, Holy Spirit. But the ones who fall and stay in it, that they didn't let that sin take over them. I'm already over here. I might as well stay over here. No, don't do that. Get on up and repent. That means you get up and quit doing it and ask God for some strength. Because you can look at that thing right there like he did there. He opened their eyes when they did that. He knew he was going to open it. He told them. Somebody ever told you fire don't burn? You touch that fire. That fire burn. Let me tell you something. You see something and you know it's wrong. And you know it's wrong and you still do it. After you do it, how you feel? Do you do like me? Man, I shouldn't even did that, man. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I put myself in that situation. Well, I feel I should have did something a little different with that one. Now, have you ever been there? That's how it is with life. But one thing I love about God, you can repent. You can ask God for some help. You can ask God to give you some strength through this whole thing. And I love this part. You know what I love about this part? Because God, he's looking for some faithful men and women of God to walk this world that people can see that you can still walk this earth holy, that you can look at the word of God. Somebody said, man, I've been doing this for years and years and years. Let me tell you something. You still can be changed. God still can change you. God still can put you in a mold so he can use you. We are some people that he really want to use. The ones that have been really got in the mud. The ones that really have been got all that dirt on them. You know, somebody can tell you everything about all we're wrong. But then we look at you and say, well, God changed me, brother. God prayed me. They changed me. And they look at it, I don't believe it. But see, you don't have to sit up there and try to be defend yourself every time you're dealing with somebody. What you got to do is just live right before them. Be their example. Be their example. Because people going to judge what they want to judge. Can I get it with you? I like this part. Look at here what Isaiah said. Isaiah says in 2:11. Look how he put this in. Isaiah 2:11. He said, the lawful look of a man should be humble, and the haughtiness of a man should be bowed down. And the Lord alone should be exalted in the day. For the day of the Lord of hosts should be upon everyone that's proud and lawful, and upon everyone that's lifted up. And he should be brought low, help me, Holy Spirit, and upon all the cedar and Lebanon, that they are high and lifted up, and upon all other oaks of Basan, and above all the high mountains, and above all the hills, and that are all lifted up, and upon every high tower, and above every fence wall, and upon all ships and tartars, upon all pleasant pictures, and the lawfulness of the man should be bowed down, and the haughtiness of a man should be made low. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the Lord alone shall be what? Be exalted in that day. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't think God will bring you down, you don't think he will bring you in the midst of this end, God takes man. He done took a lot of men, brought them down. You see good men. Help me, Holy Spirit. You see good men started off good. They had to start off good. I believe they did. I just believe they started off good. But sometimes it's something about when you be lifted. You know, it's something about some men, and trust me, it's a lot of them to be lift. You know, we didn't got these word games. You know, talking about renowned, and we didn't got so big now. If your name, Brother Willie said something one day before he did his little sermon that one day. I ain't gonna never forget. He said, you just watch me too close. He did so one day. He said, the same Bible that was his name, T.D. Jakes, and I'm gonna throw another name in there, Clough O'Dowler. These renowned speakers, the same Bible that he see these other brothers reading now is no different for them. And I can say this here, yeah, there's anointing. And I can say this here, there's people are gravitated with people on a public forum. You know, they're on TV. They show themselves more upfront than others. You know what I'm talking about? And it's not like a what they're saying out their mouth. It's just like this here, there's a church for everyone. You know, you might like his delivery. You might like George Meyer delivery, Paula White and Clough O'Dowler and T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen. But then when he read the Bible, what be the difference? I know the anointing. Trust me, I do. I know the anointing, but it's the same Bible. So people get wrapped up on people and not the Bible. Say something happened to one of them. Some preference, nothing ever happened. But say something happened. Or you hear some on one of them, you know what I'm talking about. I know he wasn't no good. You know, the same one was saying he was good one day, and the next day you'll say, I told you it was something to him, you know. That's why I say you got to be careful who pats you on your back. Because one day they'd be lifting you up, and the next day they'd be running you down. Instead of praying for you, they'll be turning you down. So I say this here, that and Isaiah was telling us about how he lifts them up. How does a man get lifted up? Pride lifts a man. He gets there so high, pride, if he don't watch it. If he don't have a good prayer for life, I'm still over here. If you have a prayer for life, pride will ease in on him. And he or she will be wanting to be lifted up. When he come in, he wants you to move out the way. When he come in, he wants you to stand up. Help me, Holy Spirit. When he come in, he wants you to acknowledge him through the whole room. And look who came in the room. You know, tell me. But when he's humble, oh, that's all right. That's all right. Thank y'all. I don't need all that. Thank y'all. You can tell somebody's humble. They don't want all that publicity. They don't want all that. They just want to come and give God's word. Help me, Holy Spirit. They want to come and show God. He's talking about someone not just because they're in the pulpit. He's talking about everyday life people too. You might be somebody might look at you thinking you somebody to them, and you need to point them right back to Jesus. If you knew my story. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you knew my story, you would pray for me and thank God for how what he got me in today. Because if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Because that prideful look, it goes up through the whole Bible. If you don't show yourself humble, if you don't show yourself with love of Christ, these things are set up on anybody. I don't care who you are. If you don't keep a good prayer for life with the Lord, boy, it's coming. It's come. Yeah. I want to tell you, Herod Agrippa says this. And watch this here, Acts 12:21. It's up on a set day, Herod arose in royal apparel, set upon his throne, and made, look at the army up unto him. And the people gave a shout. Oh, hear me. This is what I just said, y'all. Saying it is the voice of God and not a man. But this God on here is a small. It wasn't the big God. And look what it said. And God, could y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Pause on that. And when you look with Hera, Agrippa, what's in the bag? I'm gonna get this again. It's on the set day. Hera wrote in the royal purple, and he sat up on the throne and made armies unto him, and the people gave a shout and said, "It is the voice of God and not a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. Help me, Holy Spirit, because he gave not God the glory. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he was eating worms and giving up the ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. Tell me God won't break you down. Hey, he was lifted up. People were shouting. And they said, it must be the voice of God. And God seen this, and he sent angel down and killed him, gave him up, and he made him eat worms, and he had to give up that ghost. I'm telling you, God, he won't take nothing equal to him. Even Jesus wouldn't even do this. Jesus looked at God and said he wouldn't even take his place above God. You know, he's sitting down here. Somebody said, here you go, watch this. I thought God, Jesus was God. He was. He was 100% God and 100% man. We walked this earth. But look at what the Bible says. The Bible says like this here. He says the Father sent his Son down. Sent his Son down, his only begotten Son, that for all of us, watch this here, to have an access back to him. How did he do that? For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son down there. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. They are both in one. When you see me, you see the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. He does the thing. My Father teaches me. You know, when you see this, you know that he's in the presence. But when Herod, Agrippa, the first Agrippa, when he seen it, and then people start giving him praise, they start shouting, he got lifted. He got lifted. He got lifted so much, and he thought what he was saying, it was God. It was like he was God in the flesh, and he wasn't. So God sent an angel down there and smoked him. His eyes got big. I'm still dealing with pride. Pride is a word. Pride is a word that's often seen in the Word of God. And then when we see this, we know for a fact that God is in the midst, because pride broke Herod down, broke him down so much that you, have you ever been did something and you know God brought you down? Have you ever been doing something and you know God brought you down to your lowest point? Because when you thought you were doing it all by yourself, somebody said, no, I ain't never been there. Yes, you have. We all have. Well, if you don't watch it, some pride and got in some of all of us. Satan is trying to get in. He tries to get in everything. Someone can tell you you did a good job, and if you don't watch it, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, if you don't watch it, that devil have you thinking, well, I did do this. That's why you got to watch for the pride. Well, watch this. I got another one. That's just going to be my... I'm trying to lead this along, but that pride look is what gets a lot of us. That pride look takes... It's like looking out of your eyes and not looking at the things you have and looking down on others. I got one more scripture I want to look at you with. It says, look at it, this would help me. It helped me a whole lot. Isaiah 14 and 15. It says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. To the side of the pit. They that see thee should never look up on thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth and tremble? Look at here now, that they did shake the kingdom, that made the world as the wilderness, and that destroyed the city thereof, that opened not the house of the prison. Look here. Satan himself is the ultimate example of pride. You know what I'm saying? He didn't hit this ground. He's on the earth walking every day. God had gave him the beautiful voice, beautiful face. He summed him up when he made him. and he hit the earth because he was so proudful, because he wanted to be like God. And God did what? Brought him all the way down. And man see him. Man with a spiritual eye really sees him, because when he knows when Satan is in the midst, he knows when he's in the midst. Let me tell you something. Nothing changes when you're in God. Only thing change is people change. Sin is sin. I want to back up and get that word again. He said hate and abomination. Hate. You never see too many times. It ain't many times you see God said hate, but you just see an abomination. And I'm saying it goes hand in hand. And he said when you have a prideful look, these things you look, you be on top one day, you looking down on them. These things, God will break you to your knees on these here. And since you're on rail, what you think about that proud look?
Wow. You hit it right on the head. You got to continually pray, because especially when you're doing this work, I can speak on this through personal experience, because being in the music industry, and people they lift you up, and you gotta pray and return it right back to the Lord, because if you don't, you'll find yourself lifted, and one thing about it, you'll definitely fall. You'll definitely fall, but you're so beautiful did that. So beautifully explained it. Thank you, Jesus. But one thing, you can escape that pride if you continually to pray, continue to pray, and make sure you be humble, and God will give you strength in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a strong thing, because people tell you in a minute how good you sound to them. They'll tell you how you don't sound good to them, do I?
Oh yes, sir. In a minute.
But I love how we do it, because we know prayer has to take precedent, and mm-hmm. I know that's what God wants us to do. And I got this, let's look at this next one. Again, I'm going to bag up and read it again. It said, these six things do the Lord hate, yea, seven are abomination unto him. We said when you broke one sin, you broke them all. But he's specifying these sins here. Solomon is writing it, and he specified what God hates. We talked about the proud look. Now look at here, the lying tongue. Have you been around folks lying?
Yeah.
A lying tongue. One thing I told somebody one day, I told them about how you can look at something. Watch this now. I told you can look at somebody, and you can go back there and ask them the same question. And if he redo it or she redo it, you pretty much, it probably was a lie. Because the truth don't need no support. You can remember that thing 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and say verbatim. Only reason you don't, because of sometimes we missed out some kind of way, But the truth do not need no support. Jesus said a liar would not tarry in his sight. A liar would not tarry in his sight. And when I heard it, and we know, we always said, "Boy, quit that lie." And then when you're real young, and you can't even say that word there, because they said that's a bad word. They didn't say lie. You meant to tell a lie. You better tell them you're telling a fib. You can't tell them, because God hates a lying tongue. God hates when man use a little, what they call, little white lie. Little white lie, But in God, all of the same. I don't know who come up with that action, a little white lie. you know, it's still the same to God. A lie is a lie. And when you do these things, he's kicking count of it. And he look at it like he look at it in the book right now. He telling them the tongue. Now, look in the man's eyes. Now look when the man's tongue, what can a man do with that tongue? That tongue is a ruler thing. It's very rude. It takes you, and it'll start something. And for you, Lord, brothers and sisters, you didn't start a mean thing. It got the Reverend Henry, and by the time it got the Reverend Henry, watch this. It went from dust to this. Is a rather bad. You look at that man. You said, yes, man. He said, I told him. I didn't tell him that. But you said, Reverend Brian or Eric, you know, he this and then the man. I didn't say that. I told him when he was over in my house, he did this and this. How did he get from this and that to that? You know, the lie is a terrible thing, especially when people try to do it to hurt people. You know, I'm talking about helping me. Right. It doesn't matter if you're lying or not. But some people just do it. They do it so raw, man. And they try to turn somebody down. Or they want to break somebody's character up. Or they want to tell somebody that, you know, I want to discredit him. I don't want you listening to him anymore. So let me do this here on him. Let me tear him down. And I love this boy. Why I say this? Is, I love him so much because I know that we – if the body of Christ shouldn't be doing this. But it is. It's in the church, too, that we lie on one another. And then, like I said, that most what is the most common call? The little white lie. It's just a little one, Reverend. It wasn't no bad one, you know. It wasn't no bad one. It wasn't no bad one. It was just a little one. I didn't mean it to go that far. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't mean to go that far. Look what it is. I like what Satan. Oh, Satan, I'm still here in Eve in the garden. Look at the scripture here. Ye are the fathers of the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, a boy not in truth. Because there is no truth in him. We listen when we speak a lie. When was he speaking of his own? For a liar, for the father of it. He is a father of lies. This is John 8:44. The devil is a father of lies. He's been deceiving folks for years and years. People still believe in his lies. You don't need a Lord. Mm-hmm. You know some people believe that? God's holy word. And they turn against it because it's against them. Nobody want to be told the truth.
That's right.
A lot of folks don't mind you telling them everything is going well with them. But then when you start telling them the truth about this, well, you know, and excuse me when I say this, well, I really don't like how you told me that. But then, you know, when you tell them the lie, they'll receive that. Well, you so good. And you keep doing what you're doing, man. You're going to be all right, man. Man, let's tell the truth about it. If you're a liar, and the truth ain't in you, it's going to be the same thing. Watch this, Rev. Mm-hmm. This was taught me a long time ago. That when you do tell a lie, and somebody was with you when you told that lie, you know, man, you didn't say it like that last time.
Mm-hmm.
I was right there beside you. You told me something. You told me something that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking about how this devil, he told me he's the father of lies. He said you was a murderer from the beginning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I look at that he's been deceiving people for years and years. And when he did it to Adam, well, watch this, Eve in the garden, then Adam. You know, look how it is. Both of them, when God asked about Adam, who told him he was naked, what he was doing, he told him, he said Eve gave him that fruit. And Eve said the serpent gave him the fruit, and look at that, what happened. Now one of them went on with none of it. But when, at the end of the day, he put a curse on all of us. And ever since then, we've been going through. But what happened is this lie. This lie. It's some people would rather tell a lie to keep us someone, a thing going, like, you know, mischief. You know how somebody getting in something, they say, well, only way I can get out of this, I got to tell this. This will get me out of this. But let me tell you something. Sometimes it hurts more than it helps, brother. You ever look at the overall picture of it, you know, don't tell the truth. Yeah, you might get shamed. It might be some things. Watch this here, Rip. In this race community, you got guys, if you tell them the truth, right, which I pray for you do, Bill, we know another man thing, you tell them the truth, I guarantee you, as soon as you make them mad, soon you get one up on them. They're like little kids up there, really. Soon you get one up on them. Here they go. They talking about your mama. They talk about your kids. They talk about your race car. They trying to get everything to get you the crossover, and you ain't hearing. You just hearing what the words come out that mouth. But you know the truth. Why would you fight them or argue with them? And you know the truth. You know what I'm talking about. But what happened? Here we go again. Pride. It gets to the pride, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. If they can get you to fall in, they got you, real. It ain't about a lie.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
They just want to get you. But then sometimes when you're fighting and defending, you make you think it's the truth. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Get that real. And then look at this here. Have you ever been around somebody? I want you to expound on this. Have you ever been around somebody you know they lying, man? You just know they lying. And you're trying to give them a chance to make it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do this, brother. You don't have to do this, sister. You know, just go, let's turn this thing around. How you handling it, real?
Yeah, like I said, again, that pride just won't let them turn it loose. If you expose them, and then that pride will really stick his head out because they get offended, and instead of them backing down and being humbled, then they try to protect it even more so that they get angry. Then you got that. Then you got the prideful spirit there. Then you have the anger spirit there as well. It's steady multiplying. But we can do like Proverbs, a soft answer. It'll turn away that wrath. Whatever they boiling up with, see, they gonna boil even more so. But the wrath can be turned away from you with it, just a fall down. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. That's when you're being still, and know that God, because God knows the truth of the whole matter. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna tell you that from the bottom of my heart, that for a believer, for us, you know, someone is trying to spread God's word, we should be trying to help them in prayer. We shouldn't try to sing them out, and because God gonna convict them with the truth. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And you would just say the truth will set you what? It will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And free, it said free indeed. You know, because a false witness, watch this. A false witness should not be unpunished. Watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
And he that speak lies should not escape. Proverbs 19:5. False witness should not be unpunished. And he that speak lies should not escape. So that tells me right then. And Proverbs, we use Proverbs for wisdom. Because it was Solomon was. At his time, he was a man that God let him lead his children. He told them one day, God said, I will give you a request. Anything you ask me, I will give you a request for three things. And instead of him asking for more, livestock, more maize, more wives, more concubines, more money. He asked God for more knowledge and wisdom to lead his people. And that's why you see him writing this book right now. He's the only one, the very one to build the kingdom. And I love this part. I love how he
built
this.
Excuse me, before you go too far, excuse me, I got a question. It hit me when you said something. I'm sorry for interrupting, but you said the truth will set you free. I've heard that a lot in my life, and sometimes the truth hurts. Right? They say
yes, sir.
Hurt. But when they say set you free, just say if I tell you the truth and you're supposed to be my friend and you stop being my friend because you didn't want to hear the truth from me, am I free from the negativity, free from the adversary because I told that person the truth, or vice versa? Is he free from me because he don't want to be in the truth? I deal with this on a few of my relationship with people. Some of them tell me I tell the brutal truth than tell a lie to them. And a lot of people that I did that to, I don't socialize with them anymore. So I'm trying to figure out what went on right there. Was I set free at that moment?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what the deal is, when you tell the truth, you take it off of you. You don't know what you're doing. In that situation, what you're talking about, You take in the truth, and you took it off of what you said. Well, I got to tell the truth on this. If I don't tell the truth, listen to what I said. If I don't tell the truth, it's going to be wrong. So you took it off of you when you told the truth. Can you hear what I'm saying? Can you hear what I'm saying? So when you went there and you told him the truth, well, you're going to tell the truth. Trust me, it burdened you so much you had to do it. And once you released it, I bet you feel better about it. You know what I'm talking about? Because you
right,
left him.
Yeah.
Now, if that person don't receive it, maybe they couldn't receive it at that time. I'm telling you,
right.
They might come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, somebody said, I had a person say, well, they didn't want to hear that. You supposed to went along to get along. No. Oh. That ain't right. That's how I felt about it. That ain't right.
I told a young man yesterday, if you got a friend, or you got a spouse, or you got somebody talking to you, and they tell you when you wrong, you right, you might want to consider them people because they don't love you. Because they really love you, they'll tell you right off the bat if you're right or wrong. They will. Now, I know it hurts sometimes. Cause some of them, like you said, they're brutal truth. They hurt sometimes, you know. You don't want to hear that stuff, man. At the moment, you don't want to hear it. You know, they could be dead right. It just your receiving right there. And when you told him that or her, when you told them that trust me, they might not they receive it like you said it did. But I guarantee you, if they keep walking this earth, if they see you again, they're going to say, he told me right. And it's up for that. Here we go again. It's up for that pride then. It's up for the pride. The pride will stop them from saying yes or no. Pride will come back to. Pride will tell them, man, I'm not going to do it. Brother Nutter said it right. Let me say this here, man. Thank you for telling me that, man. It might be 5 years later, brother. You know what I'm talking about? You hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But let me give you something. Let me give you something in scripture, though. Let me give you something in scripture, because I quoted scripture right, and it's John 8, and it's 31-32. Jesus, look what Jesus. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believe on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So when Jesus was speaking then, we use it like you just did, the truth will set you free. But when Jesus was speaking, he was talking about himself. He was talking about himself. We're using a metaphor. But in scripture, Jesus was talking about when you know me, the truth. the truth will set you free. What he's saying, mm-hmm. free from all the sins that you are bound up right now. True for all the heartaches and pain you're going through right now. Because if you disciples mean that you study His Word. Disciple means that you're walking with His, walking with Him. Disciple means that when you walking with the Lord. But I love how He does it. He said again, if. I'm going to back up. He said, then Jesus said to those Jews which believe on Him, if ye continue in My word, then you are My disciple indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But we use it like you just did a while ago. It could be but when Jesus said it, He was talking about Himself. You know what I'm talking about? But you're right though. But I'm telling you something though. When you feel convicted, what you trying to help the person because you got love for the person. You know, you want his friendship. You want to be with him. You know, but also you want to tell him the truth too.
Yeah. I had another one of them guys that I was at the time. Pull me to the side like, no, man, you're part of the team. You're supposed to agree with them. No, I ain't going to agree to something that's wrong. If I know it's
right.
Wrong, then. I had to stop because I'm thinking in my mind that I was free from the wrongdoing, so it set me free. Is what I was looking at. Like,
it did.
But I was wondering, did it set him free by him trying to live his life? You know, that's what I was getting at, you know.
Well, only thing going to set him free is he got a knowledge that he wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? He got the knowledge that he wrong. If you don't know he wrong,
could
he
know
right,
he wrong? But could he know he's wrong? Was he just going along to try to save faith with his friends and stuff?
You're right. Because one thing or another, because people want to be friends. People want some. They won't be around people. You know what I'm talking about? And they think being around people, they accept they're wrong. You know what I'm talking about? To be their fellowship with them guys. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard a few of my spiritual guys tell me sometimes you have to be alone to stand on your own sometimes. You have to go in the corner by yourself sometimes and not be trying to be friends with everybody else. If you can't get along with them, it's okay to be alone sometimes. I've heard a few of the people tell me that. And to me, I still like the people, but I started separating myself from them, you know. So I think I'm doing better behind it, is what I'm trying to get at.
Mhm, mhm, mhm. But that's good though, because you acknowledge your walk now. What you're doing, you're making a change in your life, man. When you make a change in your life, things don't remain the same. You think different. Your body and your mind look totally different. Your appearance will start being different because there'll be a different glow about you because you got encounter with the Lord. And the more you read God's word, the more you get in God's word, that's a change. Only body that has a problem with that is somebody's not in tune with God. Anytime somebody is fighting against you because you're doing the word of God, that is the devil. The devil is working inside of them. Because if someone is and God, you could tell, man, they're gonna want to be around you. They won't want to talk like we do what we do. But when they're not of God, they don't want to hear nothing like this here, man. They don't want to be around nothing like this here. The only time they want to be around this here is when death comes or when some hardship comes or when somebody's sick. You know, then they want you to come in there. You know what I'm talking about? But then us, we have to go because we should have compassion. We should always show compassion, even though we know they might go back with the same place they just left from. You'll have to do it because compassion, how Jesus had compassion. Jesus said, when you're done under the least of mine, you've done it unto me. When you're done under the least of mine, what is the least of mine? When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. This is what he's saying. When you've done it under the least of mine, so you have to do what you do because it's in your heart now. It's always been in your heart. It just, you know, enough is enough. You ever had one of them situations? Enough is enough. you know that much. Enough is enough, man. I keep going in, right? There you go. What you got, man?
I had a, I believe it's Proverbs 16:16. Mm-hmm. Mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. See, that's, and see, when you tell the truth that iniquity, you know, people that's trying to cover up the truth and they're using lies, you know, that's, they're practicing iniquity. But when you don't go along with it, it's because you fear the Lord. 16:16, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And see, you can't, it don't rest with you comfortably, Brother Nutty, because you're trying to depart from evil. So that's why you won't accept, you know, to go along to get along. But when you speak the truth, you know, it sets it in order by mercy and truth. Iniquity is perfect, you know. The devil don't like the cover being pulled off. And see, the truth continuously pull the cover off of iniquity, off of scandal, the truth. You know, it exposes things. It brings things into the open. And that's why people, you know, they don't like the truth because they want to keep certain things covered. Praise the Lord. But when you do that, the Lord is pleased with that because he is true. You know, so when you show forth that, you show forth righteousness. Praise the Lord. Mm.
Proverbs 16:16.
Yes, sir. Proverbs 16:6. Yeah, 16:6.
Didn't he go into the... Then it goes to our favorite scripture, Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpen iron.
Yeah.
Iron sharpen iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Iron sharpen iron. So the man sharpens the countenance of his friend. That's what it's about, man. You know, if you're doing this ministry, you know, you see somebody doing something, you know, it's not right. You'd be less a person that says, why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Not why I shouldn't be in there. This is why. Because, man, I love you, man. I don't want to see nothing go wrong in this
situation.
There you
go. There you go.
Know, why I want to sit here and I see evil is coming up, and I see something to come up. You might not only see it. You might not only see it.
That's it.
But God showed it to me, so that's why I'm saying, man, you might not like me after I say this, but I need to tell you this, man.
You
might not understand right now, but I need to tell you this. You know, I can't just sit here a little long not to say this to you, man. And some people, they'll get along to get along, man, because they don't want to, well, you ain't ready for it yet. And I know a lot of times folks ain't ready. When they going to get ready? When he die, you going to say, man, I should have told him.
Mm-hmm.
I should have told her. When is the time to tell them? Sometimes you lean not to your own understanding. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. I thank God for that beautiful question there. Watch this. Anybody else got any more questions?
I got a little thought that was given to me as you were going through. It says, the truth, when you speak the truth, you feel free. But when you speak a lie, there is burden. Lies carry burdens. But truth, you free. Thanks a lot.
Nah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Because you always got to remember, well, the way you told it. And that's a burden to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're thinking, but see, the adversary, he plays a trick on the mind. So to think, what if I tell this? Because that iniquity is steady brewing, it's stirring. So you're thinking, well, it'll be okay if I just tell this. You know, that's how they come up with the, well, it's just a little small lie. But it's going to grow. It's going to grow with that iniquity. But if you just tell the truth, like you said, your burdens are lifted. It sets you free. That bondage, you know. Lies bring bondage and burdens. But the truth may hurt some people, but eventually it's going to help them, you know, the whole truth of the matter. And you feel free, be like, man, I don't have to lie about this no more. You know, the truth is out, and I'm free of it. You know, I don't have to worry about nobody finding that because of that out there. Praise the Lord.
I was reading something. It says, why does God despise the particular sin? Because he is true. Lying total contradict the character of God. Yeah, that it'd be real good. It is totally contradict him lying. That's why he wants to tell the truth. Brother, that's why he wants to, when it comes up, you have to, man, you know, it has to come out, no matter who it is. It has to be told, you know, and if the person is, have a humble spirit, or he or she can receive it, you know, because that's what God wants. He wants somebody to receive his love. Whether whoever it come to, because it's love. That takes love for somebody to tell you the truth, though, you know.
That's it.
Some people do it to say, they got your moment, too, though. You know, I understand that.
Right.
You know, they say, well, I got you. You know, I ain't talking about that. You know, even though you could take some good out of that, too. Thank you. Because he used the devil, too, to tell you that, too. You have to see that he can use people, you know. In any ways, you know, you say, oh, okay, I see. I fell off on this way. I fell off over here. Okay, I'm good with this. So in saying that, then you know that the truth is of God. The truth is of God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What you got there, Rhett?
Okay, yes, sir. I'm just enjoying this. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. I like that about the character.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I like that what you just read about, you know, about how God despises the lies because it's against his very character, his nature.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's what it is. That's why you see it's night and day. It's a difference, you know. You can tell when someone have a truthful heart, you know.
Yeah.
So we live by the truth of the law, and not the truth of what man think of us. Because sometimes man can take your truth and turn it into a lie. You know, so. They'll try to try and find some way to make you discredit you, but I tell you, I thank him for the whole thing for the day, because I feel the spirit, you know, how he discerning us through the scripture right now, because I believe it is a teaching of moment. I said, I know we want to get through all of this today, you know. I wanted to sit in on you, if y'all don't mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for the first two. One, we did. We went over a pride eyes. Was it a pride looking and a lying tongue? Mm-hmm. If it be his will, on tomorrow, we'll try to bring it. The other two, at least another two more.
Yeah.
Our sister sent us something too. They said, he's just pretty good. Was it kangaroos or emus? He said, I will go anywhere provided it is forward. I'm pressing on the upper way. New heights I'm gaining every day.
Yeah.
Still praying as I'm on upper bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, that's an old song.
Yeah.
That's an old song, man.
Yes, sir.
That's a song.
Mm-hmm.
So when you learning of the, what's it, why it is wise to learn from the past, we should live in the past. Amen. We cannot redo or undo the past, but by God's grace, we can press forward and serve God faithfully today in the future. The life of faith is a journey forward as we become like Christ. Sorry. You guessed it? You get that? Philippians
3:13
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Brother.
But I kind of not myself to have apprehend. But one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I know you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our whole motive. That's our whole motive. And if we look at it, not a sample story, not a sample story. Look what it said. God help those who depend on him. Let us simply, life is not simple, and God's ways are not our ways. He said, make the right decision. May come to a cost. Okay? But in God's eternal plan, his blessings are arriving in due time. I know that when you come to God, you're making these choices in life. Do you do this or you not do this? The one thing you need to make is the right decision that he is your Savior, that you believe in him. You believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. Depending on his help is where we are. How do you depend on him? You got to trust in him. You have to trust that you believe and you have never seen him before, and you believe that at the end of the day that you'll be with him. You'll be with him at the end of the day, and that's the whole motive, being with God at the end of the day. So what I'm saying right now, Reb, and brothers and sisters, that we got to depend on the Lord. Do things, something we might not even understand until we see his face. Some of us might not even get to see him. Help me, Holy Spirit, in a way that we want to see him. But the ones who've been trying to live his way and trying to follow him all the way, this story that we see right today, we can put him in our life. I like to say, Lord, thank you. You are for the example of encouragement and obedience in your word. Help us learn from your mistakes and from their choices as we make our choices to serve you, there's some things we're gonna have some ups, or we're gonna have some downs, and the mistakes we make that we should learn from them. We should learn from all of them.
Yes, sir.
So where are you at today? That's where we at today. Where are you going today?
Mm-hmm.
We hope you make Jesus your choice. That's what we hope. That's our prayer. We lean not to our own understanding, and we lean to Him.
Mm-hmm.
But we know everybody ain't gonna understand, but it's one thing we got to understand. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Follow me all the way. And we thank Him for the lesson today. We thank Him for all what He's doing. You got something, bro?
Mm-hmm. That's it, man. We're thanking for reminding us what God don't like. You know, and that's what we really should be concerned with today, the things that are displeasing to the Lord, so we make sure we don't do them. I want to stay in the Lord's good graces. And I'd rather have the whole world, man, and have the peace of the Lord.
Jesus. Don't it give you peace of mind, though?
Yes,
don't it give you peace of mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only time it bothers us sometimes is because of the people we tell them the truth to, and then when they don't receive it, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It bothers us then because it ain't that we know it all. It's just because we know God is looking for a better relationship out of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to see you're with God when things are going good, but are you with God when He said no? Because something God said no to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said no to.
Yeah.
And them little white lies, them little white lies, the little black lies. And
mm-hmm.
You better believe
mm-hmm.
He's looking at that.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing but just a little lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trust
mm-hmm.
me. You know, in his eyes, all of them, he look at all of them. Because it could start off in your mind little, but it could escalate, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could escalate.
Oh, yeah.
And Brother Nutter would have did that, what he said. Hey, man, you know, tomorrow, boy, you got some people to get along, you know what I'm talking about? You got
mm-hmm.
people to do that. Sometimes you got some people to say, man, I just can't go there, man, you know. And then if that person
mm-hmm.
you talk to can't receive that, he can't receive correction. That's when pride come in. That's when pride
mm-hmm.
come in. If you
mm-hmm.
over here and you say you're a child of God and you can't see correction, you might want to start reading the Bible because it's all about correction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It's all about correction. It's going to be cutting you up. It's cutting us every time we read it.
Yes, sir.
But let me tell you this.
Yes,
it's a good way to know that He is God. Serve Him.
Mm-hmm.
Serve Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So,
thank you, Lord.
We ask, does anybody need prayer? Anybody want to expound on it or want to come on in, if we can, and not, you know, we'll pray. And if it be God's will, we'll be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Can you pray, Rep?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, Lord.
Yes.
We want to pray that you could ask us, Lord. We want to ask you that give us all our sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Father God, for anything, any and everything we have done against thee that displeased thee, Father. Oh, we want to tell you that we do love you. We're so thankful, Father God, how you've given us this blessing, Father God, even today to put us in remembrance of things that are displeasing to you, things that you hate, abominations to you. Bless us, Father God, because our hope and our desire is that we please you. We please you, Father God. Oh, Father, bless us to, oh, that things that we've done, the things that we've said, the things that we witnessed, oh, the experience of this service, Father God, we bless it that you keep it before us on our minds, that we carry it, Father God. And let us, oh, Father God, not see this in vain. Let it not fall on deaf ears, but let it be on fertile ground that some may take it and use it for what you have intended for it to be used. We thank you for the message, the messenger. Oh, Father God, thank you for, oh, Sister Martha and her blessing that you've given unto us, Father God. Thank you for the questions, those that ask, wanting to know, Father God, that they may yet serve you better with the knowledge that you allow them to receive. Oh, Father God, bless us even in these questions. Let them not be questions for just curiosity, but questions, Father God, that they, oh, Father God, may be used to better someone's life, to better someone's walk, to get a closer walk with thee, to find out things that need for that a spiritual growth may be better in you, in Jesus' name. I want to tell you that we do love you. We ask continued blessings on Reverend Brian. Give him the things that he needs, Father God, and continue to touch his body. Bless his, oh, Father God, his voice, his throat, oh, and any hindering things, Father God. We bind them in the name of Jesus and bless him. Give him a total healing, oh, Father God, and we are so thankful how you're covering us and you're keeping us and you're blessing us. I want to tell you that we do love you. Continue to keep on keeping us, Father God, that we may be a blessing for thee. In Jesus' name, we continue to ask this. Bless those that are yet bereaved. We pray for the bereaved, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, continue to comfort them as you seek this, Father. Oh, Father God, and someone that is still in mourning of a lost loved one, we pray for those, Father. Oh, hallelujah. We pray for health and strength for those that are yet, oh, on this side of Jordan, trying to hold up the bloodstained banner. Where you keep us, Father, in Jesus' name. Even protect us throughout this day. Pray for those that are yet driving, traveling, oh, Father God, to do a work for thee, and even in a work or even truck driver. Pray for the truck of that safe arrival. Do it, bro. In Jesus' name. We ask it. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything.
Be all right.
like to sing it this time for somebody that's sick in the building. Everything.
Can I get a witness?